Please, you have the floor. Thank you, Madam Chair. There are a number of aspects here that we would need to talk about, but I think that the first constraint I would like to talk about is financing. That's a limitation. The mobilization of financing for policies and investment programs, including adaptation and resilience building programs in terms of climate change. In our presentation, I mentioned a program to establish an innovation financing program that would help us adapt to climate change in the framework of the Integrated Action Program. It's a paradox a little bit because currently, at the global level, there's a lot of opportunities for financing, for mobilizing funds. But at the same time, the basin organizations do not really have access to these funds. They need to be able to better take advantage of this financing to implement their plans and programs. The second element I wanted to mention is that we discussed the water charter of the Niger Basin. I discussed the annexes, number 5, for example, which was adopted by the Ministerial Council last year at the 40th session, which has to do with the legal status of our common activities and our common work. We must continue to have isolated work as well, but it would be more interesting to put our resources and efforts together to combine them at the level of all of the interested states. For example, in our portfolio, we have a program at the level of 3 different countries. In Niger, it's the Kanaji plan. There's also the Dosa plan and the Fomi plan. Rather than having separate plans, we need a broader one so that the 3 countries can benefit. I was referring to dam programs in these countries. I think that that would be much more interesting. We've also spoken a lot about management and governance. And we have mentioned our management tools as well, the decision-making institutions and other levels. But management doesn't just stop at the top. It should be implemented throughout the system, through the integrated management of water resources. There should be government mechanisms at the level of communes, villages. And I think that the basin organizations need support so that we see this management at all levels. Thank you, Madam Chair.